Well, now on Mugs, we are pleased to be joined in studio with the new director of the Nebraska LEAD program. Curtis Harms is with us. Curtis, you had the daunting task of taking over for longtime LEAD director Terry Haney. You did a great job. You're trying to follow in some big footsteps, huh?
Very big shoes to fill, but it's been a great year so far.
You took over last June.
Just at about a year at this point.
Did you get a chance to kind of you know, have him be a mentor for you leading in and soak up all the tricks of the trade, so to speak?
And that worked out fantastically. I mean, the university's fiscal year is July 1 through June 30th. Mm-hmm. And so I came in a month ahead of time to really just shadow Terry as much as possible and try to, I guess, get all that information from Terry. So he was very helpful in that process.
It's a big job, and I think most people that are hearing us now probably have heard a little bit about the LEAD program. Maybe don't have a total understanding of it. I certainly have talked to Terry many times through the years, so I've got a pretty good idea of what it's about. But for those that maybe don't have that background, start out by providing kind of an overview of the Nebraska LEAD program and what its primary objectives are.
Yeah, absolutely. One sentence: Nebraska LEAD is developing that next generation of agricultural leader. And that's truly what our goal has been for the last 40 plus years. We started in 1981, and we are looking for those men and women in agriculture to serve, to feel that passion, to feel that calling for leadership. And so we really challenge them to serve at the local level, the state level, the national level, and we even have several fellows that are serving at the international levels as well. So it's really exciting to see where our 1,200 alumni are ending up.
Yeah, so it's been around for over 40 years now. So I'm sure, like all things that have been around for a while, they kind of evolve a little bit over time. Tell us how LEAD has evolved here in the last maybe 20 to 30 years.
Yeah, and I think that's where LEAD has remained really relevant over the last several decades, is adapting to the times, adapting to the topics at hand, adapting to those challenges that are being experienced in agriculture. You know, there's always going to be those issues that are constant. You know, we're looking at water issues, we're looking at natural resources issues, ag markets, all of those kinds of things. But what differences are there from year to year? You know, are there technologies that are changing? Are there different policies that are enacted? So we do, at least in what I'm doing, is I'm looking at those speakers or those content experts or those kinds of topics that are out there that can continue to address those modern issues that are impacting agriculture.
So it is, for those that apply and get chosen, it's a two-year fellowship or commitment, basically, to this program. Give us kind of an overview of what that commitment involves if they want to sign up for this.
Yeah, we say 2 years, but really it's about an 18-month from start to finish. There will be 12 seminars over that two-year span that are in-state seminars. Typically, these are around three-day seminars across the state of Nebraska, because we know that it's really easy to kind of get stuck in our own little bubble, in our own little world. Being exposed to the rest of Nebraska, the rest of our agricultural systems, our policy systems, our natural resources, you know, we're very different from east to west and north to south. Mm-hmm. And there's oftentimes where we maybe don't get out to those areas. So understanding those areas, bringing this cohort together. And the end-ish of year one, we'll do a 10-day national seminar in Washington, D.C., Kansas City, and Chicago. And then year two, they'll do roughly a two-week international seminar as part of their experience as well. So we truly try to get those fellows out of their bubble, thinking differently and engaging with leaders from around the world.
Mm-hmm. So someone's thinking of applying for the LEAD program. Are there particular qualities that you look for when someone applies?
Yeah, we do. And I would say those individuals that have that passion to make a difference, those people that are passionate about agriculture, they're passionate about rural Nebraska, they're passionate about helping shape that future for our industry and for our state. We're looking for men and women between the ages roughly of 25 to 55. Now, we do have outliers from time to time, which is great. So if you're outside of that age range that I mentioned and you're interested, don't hesitate to apply, because we do sometimes look beyond that. I would say the biggest thing is also that a primary portion of your income does come from the agricultural industry. So as a farmer, rancher, or someone in the agribusiness or ag industry field.
Yeah. So you mentioned getting outside your bubble with the seminars too, but the LEAD program goes further than that, obviously, with international trips too. How does it prepare participants to address both, you know, local things that will help them here locally, and the global agricultural challenges.
Yeah, I think that's it's oftentimes, I look at myself, I'm from a small community in northeast Nebraska, and a lot of times, you know, I thought I had things figured out. And then I started to experience different things, experience different people, experience maybe different philosophies. And that really helped me be a better leader by understanding maybe the why or the rationale, you know, maybe why grain markets are low or why cattle markets are high, understanding what's going on globally with our competitors, with our partners, and how that all works together. Because hopefully these experiences will help people better understand, I guess, the rationale and why these things are happening to be better leaders in the future.
Okay, I'm sure you have many examples of how alumni of this program have applied their lead experience in their own communities or the agricultural industry.
Yeah, absolutely. And some of my favorite stories are those individuals that were really involved at the farm level, and they really didn't have much experience beyond that. And they applied for lead. They weren't really quite sure if this was something for them. But then to see these individuals, once they've gone through lead, serving at their local level, you know, serving and maybe joining a commodity board or something along those lines, all of a sudden they're on committees and working with National Corn Growers Association or on the U.S. Grains Council or U.S. Meat Export Federation. It's really exciting to see the growth in these graduates that go through the program. And they're starting to realize their full potential and realize, you know, this isn't something that's out of my stratosphere. This is something that I can do. There's people that are doing this each and every day that are people just like me. Why not me being a part of that as well? So it's exciting to see people being part of the solution.
So we're seeing people are listening, they're saying, you know, that this might be for me. So maybe a little more particulars about the application process. What does it involve? Can you answer some of that?
Yeah, absolutely. And if you are interested and maybe you're in those initial stages, I would encourage you to go to our website, lead.unl.edu. There's all sorts of information on our website, but then there's also my contact information as well, so people can get a hold of me. We do accept applications year-round. However, if you want to be accepted for or considered for our current class, which is LEAD Class 44, that deadline is June 15th, which is coming up right around the corner. Okay. And I would encourage you looking into that sooner rather than later, because I wouldn't say it's an overwhelmingly difficult process, but it does take some time. You know, there are some questions we want you to answer, and there's also some areas where we'd like some references and those kinds of things as well. So we can get a really good gauge of what your leadership potential is.
So there are some in-depth things where
Absolutely.
You have to think a little, put a little thought into it. It's not like just filling out your basic information.
Absolutely. Right? Absolutely.
Financial considerations?
Yeah, so it is an investment in each of our lead fellows that go through the program. We take up to 30 individuals each and every year. Each of those fellows, it's roughly a $15,000 investment. Fortunately, we have a lot of really great partners that help cover most of those expenses.
Oh, that would be good.
Yeah, absolutely. So for each of our fellows, we want to make it as inclusive as possible. So it is roughly a $1,500 investment per year. So $3,000 total.
Much more manageable.
Absolutely.
Than 15,000,
and that covers, you know, we're looking at airfare, hotels over those 60 plus days. Most meals are included in that as well. So it's really a good value. But I would say fellows are paying for that in a variety of ways, whether it's out of pocket, whether it's their businesses that they work for, and some will even do some fundraising as well. So it's a much more manageable investment.
I just talked when I was in Broken Bow for earlier this year up there. I talked to three participants in an international trip to Romania.
Yeah.
And it was interesting to see they all got different things. They all brought back a lot of good things that they can use and apply, but just the ability to meet other people and kind of immerse yourself for a few days in another culture. I mean, I would think that and enough is a pretty big draw, too.
To me, one of the biggest things that our fellows gain from experiencing the Nebraska LEAD program is that cohort of individuals that you go through the program with. You know, some of these individuals turn out to be your lifelong friends or people that you can at least lean on if you're ever looking for advice or if you're looking for guidance. Each class is different, and that's one of the reasons we try to bring in people from north, south, east, west, people of all ages, of all different ag backgrounds, because we learn so much more from people that are different from us than we do from people that look exactly like us and have the same type of businesses as us. So having that discussion after the seminars and, you know, when we have some downtime, having that in-depth discussion of, you know, I really liked this part or I like this part. Every one of our fellows comes out with a different aha moment, I would say, but it's really cool to kind of see how they're applying the knowledge and how they're utilizing it in their own lives.
So finally, what advice do you give to people that, you know, say, hey, that sounds really interesting, I don't know, there's maybe some hang-ups there. What advice do you give that they're considering applying, you know?
I would say the overwhelming number one hang-up that I get is, you know, I would love to do this program, but I don't have the time. That's never going to change. You know, a lot of times I get people that say, well, I'm going to wait till a year where my schedule is a little bit freer.
Yeah, won't happen.
It doesn't, you know, because if you fill up your, if you free up your schedule with something, there's going to be something else that takes its place. So I'd suggest if it's something you're truly interested in pursuing, do it sooner rather than later. I would challenge each of those individuals to talk to the 1,200 plus people that have gone through the program. Yeah. And there's really no perfect time, but I would say not many people have regretted doing it. And so I would say, jump in, get involved, and it is going to be a time commitment, but it does fly by.
You're going to meet a lot of interesting people.
Absolutely.
And you're going to have a lot of nuggets that are going to stick with you the rest of your life. So how can listeners learn more about the LEAD program or get involved?
Yep. Once again, they can call me or visit our website. That is lead.unl.edu, lead.unl.edu, or they can call me. My number is 402-472-6810.
402-472-6810.
You got it.
lead.unl.edu.
Yep. That's perfect.
Pretty simple there, and there's a lot of, as you mentioned earlier, a lot of information online too. And is that the website? What's the website again?
Is LEAD, and again, I don't know if I mentioned this, but LEAD stands for Leadership Education Action Development. Okay. So lead.unl.edu.
Or they can just do a search and type LEAD, and I'm sure
on the Google machine
it would have it on the front page there, probably top of the list. So you know, mull it over, think about this. It's kind of sounds like one of the lifetime opportunities type deal.
It's truly a transformative experience for most of our fellows that go through the program. We're looking for those people that are just passionate about making a difference. And if that's you, and if this sounds like something that you're interested in, apply sooner than later.
Is this unique to as far as the country is concerned? Do other states do have programs like this?
When I took over this role, I didn't really know the answer to that question. Yeah. And I found out that there are many other programs that exist that are like this. Program in Nebraska is often well regarded as the best of its kind in the nation.
Wow.
But there are about 38 other states that have similar types of programs that are kind of focused in agricultural leadership.
So you probably have people contacting you saying, you know,
what do you do
to make it successful, right?
Nebraska has long been the model for how other programs modify and create and craft their program.
That's good to know. Nebraska likes to lead in everything, whether it's sports or whatever.
Absolutely.
Doesn't matter. Whatever we're involved in, we want to be tops, for sure. Curtis, thanks so much. Appreciate you stopping in this morning, and wish you great luck in gathering all the people that you need for this next fellowship, okay?
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate our time together.